The Terps trek down to the Tar Heel State as they take on Charlotte, coming off one of the program's best seasons, but they are looking for more. Maryland looking to extend its win streak to a season-high 5 games, while Charlotte seeks its first series win of the year. We're set for some Friday afternoon baseball here at Hayes Stadium between Maryland and Charlotte on the Maryland Baseball Network. 3-1. Bases are loaded. And the pitch. Inside and that hits Furch, grazed him on the shoulder. He trots down the first, and Littman cannot find the strike zone. It's a hit by pitch, an RBI for Furch. And Ector trots in to score from third. Bain moves to third, and Stallman up to second. And it's 1-0 Charlotte in the first. The 3-1 offering. And that's outside. The base is loaded once again. This time it's an RBI walk. Hobson jogs down to first, and it's 2-0 Charlotte. Wearing a neon arm sleeve on his right arm, and the pitch. Hit out into center field. Lambros is under it, makes the catch. The runner from third will tag. Lambros fires in, but the ball is cut off by the shortstop, Keister, and it's a sac fly for the 49ers. 1-0. That pitch is powered out to left center field. Lambros going back at the track, at the wall, and that one is into the trees and gone. Rene Lastras, his third long ball of the season, and Charlotte putting on a power display here in the third inning. That ball was absolutely smashed. Correa at the plate. Sarcone ready. Comes to the plate and the pitch. Smashed out to right field. Orr going back at the track, at the wall, leaps, and he did not bring it back. It was just over his glove, just to the left of the Charlotte bullpen, beyond the right field fence. And right now, the Niners teeing off on the lefty Sarcone. It is 6-0 Charlotte here in the third. Sarcone sets and delivers. And the pitch hit out to right field. Orr turning now at the warning track, backing up. He leaps, and it's over his head off the base of the wall. Misjudged the play that allows another run to score. And it's now 7-0 as it was a heads-up play by Bain, was sprinting hard, got all the way to second base, and Sutrick was running as well. It was a high fly ball. Looked like Orr had it, but he kept drifting back, and then he found himself on the warning track. He leaped, and it hit the base of the wall and stood right there. And it's a touchdown to nothing. Charlotte on top in the third. 4 spot here in the third frame for the 49ers. And the 2-2. Inner part of the plate, strike 3 called. Keister disagrees. If I'm reading lips correctly, he said that was the same place. Well, he got one call earlier, didn't get one there. Angrily takes his helmet off, and Reynolds gets the best of his best friend in Keister. Strikeout looking, Terps leave him loaded. And we head to the bottom of the fifth. It's 9-0 Charlotte on the Maryland Baseball Network. Nothing in one count. Ripped down the third base side, it's a fair ball. Into foul territory, 2 runs are gonna score. The runner from first motors his way to third. Honar's there safely. Lambros stands into second. And Maryland may be crawling right back. It's a 2-run double and it's 9-2. 1-1, and the pitch. That's smoked out to left field. Bain going back, at the track, at the wall, and it's gone! Jordan Crossland, his first home run as a Terp, and it comes in a big way. You want to talk about a big swing from a freshman, that's one right there. 9-5 Charlotte. Rossi readies. At the belt. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's only fitting this game ends on a strikeout. That's what the Niners do, and they got 18 of them tonight, tying a season high set on Tuesday.